endorse this event or product.
Fakeheads, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Soak it in, boys and girls.
I know, so weird, but you know the heart wants what the heart wants.
And Jason Duda.
Soak it in.
Stop it! You people are supposed to be funny and wacky.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH. Funny and Wacky. Maybe the new name of this show moving forward. I'll have to discuss that with Bob himself. He is out today. He'll be back Monday, we assume. Jason Duda is here today. Of all people that we could have found to do the show, we found Jason Duda. What's up?
Not much. What's going on? What's new? Tell me a story.
It's been a while since we've hung out together.
It's been a week.
I didn't get to bring those roasted potatoes over to your house. That never
showed up.
That never quite materialized. So our relationship continues to be
floundering,
semi-professional, but also maybe a tinge of real friendship, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what we are.
Yeah, I don't either.
What are we?
Well, we'll figure it out
maybe
later.
Maybe we'll spend the whole 2 hours of this show trying to figure that out.
That would be terrible.
And these 2 hours are going to fly by.
How?
You won't even believe it. Like this, Max turned on this Family Guy episode. It just began. Those episodes are half an hour.
Yeah.
By the time that show gets over, our show will be over.
That's right.
That's how fast these 2 hours are going to go.
Four Family Guys.
No, one. It's going to go that fast.
You think it will?
Do you watch Family Guy?
No.
Why?
I just never was a fan.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I tried watching it and wasn't a fan.
When did you try watching it?
Years ago.
Years ago.
Years ago.
Huh.
Like years ago.
Like 20 years ago?
Never really grabbed me. So I was like,
You don't want it to grab you. You just want it. It's kind of like, it's almost comfort television in a way. It's just kind of want it to be on in the background. You can zone in and off on it if you want to, and it'll give you some funny moments. But if you're expecting a show to grab you around the neck and just pull you in and make you its own, I don't know what that means. Family Guy's probably not it.
Probably not. Not my thing.
I'm going through every season backwards.
Why?
I don't know.
It's odd.
So I'm on season 11 going on 10.
You're on 11 going on 10?
Yeah, I'm watching them backwards.
Because it gets better as you get to the earlier season.
Early on, they were still finding its footing. But, some of the stuff in those middle seasons, it's still funny. But it was good 15 years ago or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's fantastic. I'm happy for you.
It is fantastic. You want to hear what we have planned for the show today?
What is planned for the show?
At 2:25, TJ Cleland. Well, react.
Okay. That's fantastic.
You know who TJ Cleland is?
No, help me out.
You do too. He's been on the show before.
I know he has, but I want you to say it.
He's the sports director at Channel 12.
I know, but I just want you to make sure you know.
We're getting ready to kind of divvy up and figure out our high school football coverage. And I was kind of the Catch at Kansas guy on the web last year, so I went in Friday nights. I wonder how it's going to go when we get TJ on the air and I tell him I don't really want to do that anymore.
What if he says you don't have a choice?
Oh, I always have a choice.
Oh, really?
I always have a choice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to go camping with my family on weekends in the fall. Is that cool?
That's fine.
I also am going to Las Vegas to see the Eagles. I don't know.
Whoa, you're going to Vegas?
I don't know if you forgot about that one.
I know you were talking about it. When are you going?
October 18th and 19th is when the shows are.
Wow.
3 months from today.
Wow.
Speaking of things that are just going to go by like that, those 3 months
Jeff
are going to be a real slog.
Jeff in Vegas. Oh. It's first time?
Yes.
Good for you.
I have such high expectations for the Sphere and the show that the Eagles will put on at the Sphere.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, yes.
Well, good luck. I hope it works out just swimmingly for you.
I had high hopes for the Long Goodbye Tour, and they didn't really come to fruition.
But you're going to go and keep trying.
Well, this is going to be
doesn't make any sense.
What does Max think about
they're
all this?
They're lip-syncing.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I think they are.
The same show. They never deviate.
I think they're going to... Well, they have to deviate somewhat for the sphere, for the back, for the graphics. It has to be somewhat different.
You're going
to
go and be disappointed.
I've got floor seats. Did you know that?
Oh, floor seats.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Big money.
How close?
12 rows or something like that, 13.
I don't even want to know what he paid for those.
I don't know.
They're not that much, but I won't. We'll talk about it off the air. At 2:45,
yeah.
I have a game.
You have a game and I have a game.
You
just want to play a game or what happened?
No, I sort of played this game by myself.
What?
A few days ago. I can't really tell you how it came up because I don't want to give the exact game away, but it came when you don't have Facebook, you don't have TikTok, no. So you don't know what reels are. No. They're little short little videos taken from longer videos, basically, or they're just short little videos that are standalone and can stand on their own.
Okay.
So that's what reels are, and it's basically like an algorithm. So the more you watch some type of video, the more those types of videos will show up in your reels when you're just flicking through them, right?
Sure. Makes total sense.
I get a lot of baseball reels, as you may or may not be surprised to learn.
Not surprised.
And this doesn't give away the game. I get a lot of introductions of Major League Baseball all-star teams. Like, okay. Here's the 1986 AL starting lineup. And I was going through it the other day, watching that video, and an idea for a game came to mind.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, so we're going to play that at 2:45.
We'll see how that turns out.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
I bet it is.
Or it's going to hit a snag and fail miserably.
Yeah, but that's what happens.
There really is no telling.
And who really knows?
And at 3:25, Jason has a game. It's a two-game day.
It's a double game day?
We feel like celebrating.
It's a double header because baseball's back?
That's exactly why.
That makes sense.
And the Guardians are playing. And by the way, what was with the text you were sending? I didn't like that. On draft day, when I'm feeling good, my team's got the number one pick, we take the guy that most people in our fandom really want, Travis Bezzana, and here's a guy trying to rain on the parade who has, again, no dog in the fight. How many cliches do you want me to use? You did all that stuff. So what was with that?
That was just for fun. Just to get under your skin a little bit.
But
did it work? Uh-huh.
You know what gets...
Yeah,
the attempts to get under my skin are what get under my skin. Like, why do you feel the need to get under my skin? What do you get out of that?
I get a laugh.
But you're texting, so you wouldn't even know.
Oh, I know. Look at you. See, this is exactly what I thought you'd be like. And it's a week later, and this is exactly what I'm getting. So I send the text, and I'm starting to laugh. Before you even read it, I'm already laughing.
It's pretty dumb, right?
I think it's hilarious.
Nothing. And speaking of Travis Bezzana, he is a Cleveland Guardian, signed on the dotted line, $8.95 million. $1.62 million under slot. So this draft that the Guardians had, rated number one by MLB.com, by the way, they're going to get all the. They're going to sign everybody.
And they obviously.
And you're looking at a dynasty.
Why
coming up?
Why would they? Why is it so important that they didn't pay them the extra money?
Because that the savings for the money you saved for Travis Bezzana can be used to sign higher ceiling, not higher than him, but high ceiling players in the later rounds. Every pick, Jason, has a value assigned to it.
Right.
You can go over that, but whatever the collective value of those picks is for the first 10 rounds, that's all the money you get to spend.
Right.
Plus a $5 overage, and if you go any higher than that, you start losing draft picks. So the money that they save on Bezzana can be used to pay extra to somebody else.
Yeah, but it's not that much, so why not keep your young guys happy?
What do you mean?
Just pay him what you can pay him. Why wouldn't you?
He signed the deal.
I know he did.
Caden Favors also signed for $75,000 for a slot value of higher than that. I don't remember the exact amount, but Caden Favors, Wichita State ace, and he's now a member also of the Cleveland Guardians officially.
The Guardians are just loaded.
Dynasty.
I don't know if I go that far.
Coming up.
How long? 28, 29 years?
No, I think between now and like 2030. 2030, 31, that general area, the Guardians are going to be a behemoth.
In 30-31?
Yeah, so it's a seven-year dynasty. They'll win four championships in 7 years.
Well, that's just great.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm so happy for
you. Not just break the curse, but just obliterate it. Like, the Guardians go from being the team that hasn't won one for the longest time to being the team that everybody's trying to knock off. Then that just takes 7 years from now. It's going to be amazing.
In 7 years, you don't think anything will happen?
Nah.
In 7 years.
Nah.
Like, these guys will sign somewhere else because someone's going to pay them more money.
Yeah, in 7 years, when these young guys peak,
they're going to be gone.
No, when they become free agents, who cares? We'll have won four championships. We'll have restocked by then. I'm not even worried about it.
Oh, jeez. Listen, last time we were in the studio, it was just wham, wham, wham.
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
Well, Max should have took the clip out of that, but I don't know if he did. But let me tell you,
the best record in the American League and had the number one pick and the best draft and signed the number one pick. I mean, why would anyone be down on that franchise and organization?
I don't know.
That sounds crazy.
I think you're making that up. I don't think I was making that up. I'm pretty sure that you had the Wambulance going hard there for at least a segment.
There's
a half.
At least a tinge of untruth to the things that you're saying.
I do not believe so. I challenge you
to examine why you feel the need to be that way and if it's productive.
Max, if you have that clip, you got to play it then,
because
that'll prove it all.
There are no clips to be had.
Oh, there's a clip. There is.
No clips.
He's got a clip.
Well, just like that. You know what? I have the microphone.
You do have the microphone,
so I can continue to talk over the clip.
You know what? There's somebody that could play the clip, cut your microphone off, and continue on.
I got the on button right there, son.
Nah, this guy take care of that in a heartbeat.
My microphone's off.
Back on again.
Oh, Jeffrey,
that's how that
Jeffrey,
works.
Jeffrey. That's how it is.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, that's how it is.
No, you don't get to. This is what bugs me about having a team, is you flip-flop and change your mind all the time.
Yeah, you've never changed your mind about anything, have you?
Why? Not of a team. Not if I had a team that I was cheering for and wanted them to win. It wouldn't be like, oh, they suck, they're too so bad, we're going to lose five in a row, and then Minnesota's going to be in first. And then the next week, this team, we're going to be a dynasty, and we got all these players coming in. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Thank you very much.
Have you ever had an argument with your wife ever about anything?
Who hasn't?
So answer the question.
What question?
Have you ever had an argument with your wife? But you love her. What do you mean? Why would you get upset at her? That's insane. Are you supposed to love her no matter
you
what? That's crazy.
Nuts.
Why would you be upset at your wife?
Every day or two?
That's crazy.
Every day or two? No.
That's why
once in a while, I've been
anti-marriage forever. Like, you're going to be
upset.
You've
been anti-marriage?
Yeah, because why would
Then why are you married?
Why would I put myself through that? That's why, I mean, that's crazy.
So why are you married then?
I am?
Oh, you didn't know? Some people are going to be sorely disappointed.
That's interesting how the things and the people you love the most also drive you the most insane at times,
it
right?
It is. It does. Max,
speaking
you got
baseball,
something queued up.
The Twins are going to catch Cleveland in what 3 days?
Here you go again.
Why am I whining?
The Wambulance is on its
way. What's whining about that?
Oh, my God. It's so painful, these two guys. All they do is complain.
Yeah, basically.
So you're happy they're going to lose five in a row?
Not happy.
Well, then there's your complaint.
You know who's happy with where they're at? Losers.
Bobby.
See, that's perfect. I'm not happy about losing, and people who are happy are losers. I don't know what's controversial about that.
Yeah, I know. Because that whole statement made sense.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
I mean, good thing that everyone's confused in
this
world.
I'm mopping the floor with you in this segment.
Do you have any idea what you've said?
I know exactly what
you're talking about.
Why would you get upset?
Are you lost?
Why would you get upset at someone you love? That's crazy.
Does your head hurt?
So did they lose five in a row? What
no,
happened?
Of course not. But they haven't been playing well.
Oh, and we were for sure they were going to lose five in a row.
They've never even lost four in a row this season.
Minnesota was going to catch us, and I'm so sad. It's painful, man.
Why are you sad?
I'm talking about you. I'm not sad. I'm good.
Well, that's crazy how you've been upset before.
You think so?
It is. Especially about someone you love.
I know. But it happens.
It doesn't make sense to
me. But it happens, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't get it. But
no, obviously you wouldn't.
Is Tiger...
That's not you.
Is Tiger finished? Have we seen the last of Tiger Woods in majors?
No. He'll continue to play the majors, but I don't think he'll contend again. Ever.
He missed the cut. What does he need to do? What does he need to be out there for?
Well, probably enjoys being out there. No question.
I guess.
When you go to the majors are the biggest tournaments for these guys every year. That's why everybody wants to go.
But his Justin peak was
Rose,
like...
Justin Rose had to go through a qualifier to get in because he just wanted to make sure he played in the major. And okay. He's sitting in third place right now.
But isn't he, like, British?
Rose? He's English.
Yeah,
I guess it means...
Well, I mean, that might
although
be a little
they have,
bit
like,
more
four
him.
Different countries in England.
No one cares about Justin Rose.
No, but you asked me a question, and this is why. Guys want to play, that play in the PGA, want to play in all the majors. They're the most important tournaments. So, yeah, he will show up. He will play in the next major. He will play in the majors until basically he can't anymore. Because no one's ever going to deny Tiger to play in a major.
There's a generation of golf fans who know Tiger for the falling out he had with his wife, who know Tiger for an accident that almost caused him to lose his legs, and who know Tiger for being a well past his prime golfer who goes and hacks it around in majors. There's a whole generation of those people.
There is.
We're talking like 15 years since that's been going on.
True.
So what, I mean, guys like you and me, yes, Tiger Woods, greatest ever, or one of the greatest ever, one of the top three or four golfers in the history of the game. But people who have just started following the game within the last decade and a half, they don't know Tiger as a guy that is relevant to the leaderboard in golf tournaments.
I would think they do.
How?
How would you not?
If
you've
never seen
golf
it
at all, you know Tiger Woods.
Right, you know him.
You know what he's done.
But if I know what he's done, but I also am seeing with my own eyes what he's doing. And I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about younger fans. Yes, they know that previously he was great and maybe the greatest. But what they're seeing is him not being good at all at golf.
Well, no, but that goes with every sports figure in the world.
Not
once they get older, and if you come in, you see them on the decline, you could always say, well, da da da. But if you look back or you watch or you read or you hear stuff, you know that they were really good. So although I understand what you're saying, the people that are just coming up now and watching him are like, how was this guy that good? Well, he was.
He was.
But we see that.
We know that.
We see that everywhere in sports. Later on in people's careers, you decline. So if you get there and you get to the end of somebody's career.
But then they leave. Tiger can continue to play, can go to the senior tour. Every move that Tiger makes on a golf course will be magnified times 100 and magnified much larger than anybody else who's on the golf course with him.
Well, I don't think right now it's magnified that bad. Everybody knows he was coming. He wasn't going to contend in this tournament, but they were happy he was there.
Who's the most famous golfer then, if it's not?
Well, it'd been probably be Jack.
No, like currently on tour.
Scottie Scheffler.
He's famous? I don't know anything about Scottie Scheffler, except that he got arrested. That's all I know about Scottie Scheffler.
Because he stays pretty quiet. What did you know? What did you know about Tiger?
I knew that he was well marketed. I knew that he was a huge star. I knew that he brought in millions and millions of new fans and new players.
Yeah, but
to
what
the
did
game.
You know about him?
Personally, I didn't know anything about
him. No, you usually
don't.
Guys
and that was
don't
by design.
You. Well, that's by design by all these guys. They don't want everybody to know.
But nobody
their personal
wins like
stuff.
Him. So there's no aura around anybody that makes you feel like you know somebody. The aura and the presence and the constant, this guy's in my life, that makes you feel like you know someone even if you don't. There's an emotional connection you can draw to Tiger Woods that you cannot draw to Scottie Scheffler because he doesn't have that kind of presence.
Hmm.
Am I wrong?
Well, he doesn't have the same presence. That's I'll give you that. No question about it. There's not a lot of people that will have the presence that Tiger had.
No.
Because those guys are...
It'll come
you
around,
can say generational, but it might even be more than that.
Yeah, it's once in a lifetime at worst. Because it's golf. And it's a sport that is slow by design and not necessarily open for personality because it's a gentleman's game. There's so much etiquette. So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, he's 48. How long before he can do the senior tour?
I think at 50.
So
maybe he'll be an amazing senior player. I don't know. Hard to imagine, but
I don't know.
Guess it's possible.
I don't think
he'd lower himself to even being on the senior tour.
I wouldn't consider it lowering himself.
They get paid too.
Yeah,
I understand, but I don't think he's hurting for cash. I don't know. We'll take a break.
Are we?
We might come back to that conversation later, but we got other stuff to take care of before that happens.
Fair enough.
I also want to talk about ESPN's list of the top 100 athletes of the 21st century.
I didn't see it.
Well, I don't want you to see it.
Okay, I won't look at it.
I want you to hear about it from me for the first time.
Fair enough.
Does that work?
Yep.
We will take a break. We'll come back and talk with TJ Cleland, the sports director at 12 News, KWCH, Channel 12. We'll talk to him about an array of topics. He's kind of our Anthony Capra today. So stay with us. Jason Duda, Jeff Lutz, it's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
What happened to Nick from Chicago?
I don't know. Where is he?
You think if we shout him out like we just did, he'll bring us pie?
Jesus. I don't know, man.
Well, let's hope.
It's a great question.
An hour and a half.
The answer eludes me. I don't know why it would, but I great question.
Well, he likes. I don't know. He's brought us pie before. Speaking of pie, let's go to the IHOP hotline and talk with Channel 12 Sports Director TJ Cleland. TJ, what's happening?
Jeff, I want to let you know that I'm sure you're well aware that College Football 25 came out this week, so I'm taking time away from my head coaching position to be on the show today.
Who are you guiding to a dynasty?
Well, I figured that I should get warmed up a little bit, so I picked K-State, see if I could win some national championships with Avery and Dylan and everything, and turns out the game's a lot harder than I thought because I might accidentally send K-State back to the pre-Snyder days. So we got work to do now.
So I'm actually curious because I did play those type of games, all the games when I was your age. Back in my day, the names weren't allowed to be used because there was no such thing as NIL. So are all the names in the game, are only certain names because certain guys have signed? And how hard is it to play video games these days, because they got too complicated for me. I had to bow out.
For what I've seen, I found every single player that I could think of. If you did some real digging, you could probably find some fake names in there and everything like that. But I mean, I was playing with some true freshmen on K-State, like Callan Barda, Will Anthony,
wow,
stuff like that. Just some real deep cut local names that haven't really gotten a lot of playing time out there in the game. So pretty much completely full roster. But to answer the second part, it is very hard. Some people have compared it to the Walls of Jericho, playing FCS schools, everything like that. It's incredibly hard.
Is that what you do most of the day at work? Is just kind of
he's not at work.
I'm asking him if this is what he does at work too,
okay,
to find out to set up his roster and what, everything else he needs, so when he gets home, it's all set up to go.
Well, the thing is when you're a sports reporter and you play sports video games, you're kind of doing research while you're out working and off work now. So.
I guess, yeah.
I figured that would be the answer, which is obviously a very good one because it covers you, right? And that's what we're looking for here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No one's listening.
Good for you.
TJ Cleland, our guest from Channel 12. So we got TBT starting tomorrow, at least here in Wichita. All three of the Kansas University alumni teams are in town. Which of those rosters intrigues you the most?
I think, obviously the Aftershocks have had the sustained success that they've had the past couple of years because they played together so many times. So, from an outsider perspective, obviously everybody in Wichita knows who these guys are and everything like that, but maybe the casual basketball fan won't recognize some of these names. But when you look at KU this year, you know, bringing in some of the big guns like Frank Mason coming in and everything like that, their team last year kind of felt like it lacked a little bit of maybe like unity. Maybe the former Wooden Award point guard might help that a little bit. So I'm really interested to see that and how they match up, because if things go right and we get a lot of local wins, we will see like KU versus K-State or the Aftershocks. And so that'd be a lot of a fun matchup. So, but a lot of really fun names, like Xavier Sneed playing for K-State too. So I think that there's just going to be a lot of fun players to watch that a lot of people have watched growing up this year.
Yeah, what do you make of Silvio De Souza and Billy Preston both being on the KU team? This KU team's kind of loaded secretly, but it has some oddballs too.
It's unbelievable. You know, there's so many times in the tournaments that you can't really even fill out an entire alumni team full of alumni. Like, even on the Shockers, you see some of these names that didn't go to Wichita State. For KU to be able to go get players that played at KU who went on to have, you know, pretty decent pro careers and everything like that, to get them all back together is something to be said there. So, but yeah, obviously Billy Preston is a story that I'm watching definitely, because just what an odd story that was back in the day. So it'll be a lot of fun seeing him back in some KU colors and, like, I guess right some wrongs on the court. I don't know.
Yeah. And how well do you think this will go over? Obviously, over the years, Wichita's hosted it and had a ton of people out there and that sort of thing. Do you think that you need, you know, obviously with KU, K-State, WSU here, it sure helps. But if they get knocked out early, heaven forbid that doesn't happen, does that damper anything for the TBT when it comes to Wichita?
I mean, obviously a little bit. Whenever your local guys aren't playing in it, you're going to obviously get more people out to watch the local guys rather than the players that they don't know. But I still think that, you know, a lot of people don't kind of realize what this tournament is. It really is a tournament of, some people think it's like washed up college players, you know, quote unquote. But I mean, all these dudes play European basketball. Like, they're all playing in the league somewhere. So, and to be frank, it's the middle of July. If you want to watch some pretty high-level basketball in Wichita, it's right here in front of you. So I'm always a fan of it. I watch the non-locals just to see some of these guys play, because, I mean, it is really – I mean, it's high-level basketball.
Talking with TJ Cleland from Channel 12. He's the sports director over there. So handicap the rest of the season in the American League Central. Obviously, I have a vested interest in what's going on. People here who follow – the wind surge and maybe follow the Twins have a vested interest. You're a Royals guy. You and many, many others around here have a vested interest. The Royals kind of got the jump start on the trade deadline by acquiring Hunter Harvey. So where do you think that team stands 11 days before the deadline? And what else can maybe we expect?
Yeah, for the Royals, I have no idea. As I've had this conversation with so many different people about what they should do whenever we, you know, play the GM hat and everything like that. And I don't really know what you can improve at this point, vastly improving. Because they really, when you look at the farm system that they have, it's kind of depleted because all the young guys are now called up. So there's no real pieces to trade. So if you're going to trade somebody, it's going to have to be a Vinny Pasquantino and try to upgrade something like that, which I don't think the Royals will do, because with the way things are going, you don't really want to mess up. You don't mess with Happy, pretty much. All these guys like playing with each other. It worked in the first half. I really don't see them making any huge moves. So you kind of just, at this point, you kind of just have to hold your breath and hope that the first half was good enough to get yourself in the conversation. So it's kind of scary right now as a Royals fan watching it, being out of the playoff picture by, I think, a game or two games at the All-Star break. So definitely need a hot streak to kick it off, because it really does feel like it's going to be just a race to the finish.
Do you think that they go out, and this was my call about 3 weeks ago when Bob and I were talking about it, do you think they go out and try to find like a bat, an outfield bat? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of does feel like the obvious answer. But then when you kind of look at what you can get and everything like that, you know, I just don't know how much you can improve. Obviously, you know, everybody kind of points at MJ Melendez with the average and everything like that. But then you just kind of have to think about, you know, MJ Melendez played with these guys for so long. What's that going to do to the team chemistry if you trade a guy like MJ Melendez and take his position away or send him down or make a drastic move in the lineup? I don't know. I just don't know if there's anything that would drastically help them that much. But, you know, obviously, if they could go get a guy like, you know, Jorge Soler back when he played for the Royals and see a guy to get to 20 home runs down the final stretch of the season, that'd be great. But I just don't think it'll happen.
So you are playing with K-State in NCAA Football 25. So give us the early look at the backfield of Dylan Edwards and Avery Johnson. What do you think that could look like, maybe even in real life? And KU and K-State, they both look really, really good going into this year. I'm upset that they play in late October instead of late November, where maybe something would be on the line in that game. But how good will college football look in Kansas this year?
Yeah, well, first off, let me start with saying that Devin Neal is one of the most insane characters in the entire game. They made him ridiculous. So
I love it.
Start with that. But I do think that, like you said, the backfield for K-State is going to be kind of their moneymaker this year, I think. I think that they obviously have Jace Brown as a wide receiver, and Garrett Oakley will have to step up as a tight end with Ben Sinnott graduating. But I really think that we're going to see him get a little bit creative, new offensive coordinator coming in with Matt Wells. They're going to have to find ways of how they can incorporate Dylan Edwards and DJ Gibbons at the same time, because it'll work as a thunder and lightning type of thing like that as well. But I think what would really get them over the hump is if you find ways to, you know, go wishbone back there, put them both back there, run a little, you know, all that kind of weird, put Dylan in the slot, do everything like that. I think it'll be a lot of fun watching the K-State offense and just how creative they're going to get this season. And as for KU, you know, it all, as it has been the past couple of years, kind of just lays on Jalen Daniels. And I think it does this year even more, because people didn't really realize, and I'm one of those people, that how capable Jason Bean was going to be the past couple of years. And now there's no Jason Bean there. I think that you're going from Jalen Daniels to Cole Ballard, who we saw a limited amount of time, who did okay in his role, but he's not Jalen Daniels or Jason Bean. So it all rides on that. But, you know, I think best case scenario, I think both defenses are going to be really good. KU secondary is great. K-State brings back a lot of their defensive pieces. So, I mean, I think the sky's the limit. I think that I keep joking around. Maybe we'll just see him play twice. Maybe we'll see him play three times. The cards could fall right that way. We could see him in Arlington. We could see him later on. But I just am so excited for college football playoff expanding to 12 teams, because there is a very, I don't want to say likely, but a very high shot that we're going to see at least one of these two teams playing in that.
Well, and then I wanted to ask you about the Big 12. Obviously, Texas, Oklahoma gone, but you're bringing in some other teams. How do you see the Big 12 now? Is it dampened with those two teams going away? Or is this one of those things where we're just going to have to wait and see how this season unfolds, if the Big 12 is going to be as important as it was 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago?
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a lot different without Texas and Oklahoma, because those were always the teams that people kind of circled on the schedule whenever they wanted to go play those guys. So, but I've talked with Jacob Albrecht a lot about this, that we think that the Big 12 is going to be one of the most fun conferences in all of college football, because when you look at, like, the media poll, you know, the parity between 1 and 2 is not that far from, you know, 9 and 10. It's going to be a really deep league. Every single week there could be a upset happening, a lot of stuff. I think there's going to be a lot of ranked teams in the Big 12 this year. They're not going to have the firepower of like an SEC or a Big 10, but there's going to be a lot of really fun games. And just, it's just an awesome conference, awesome cities. It's going to be in 3 different time zones now, or 4 different time zones, I guess. So I'm just really excited for that. But yeah, it does feel like it's really anybody's league. Hopefully that doesn't damper the when we get to the college football playoff, because they beat each other so much.
Yeah. Before we let you go, TJ, I'm going to ask you a question I've never asked you before, but I've been curious about. For those who don't know, your name is not T period J period. It is T-E-J-A-Y. What are the origins of that name?
This is quite the story. My mom's name is Terry. My dad's name is John, but he goes by J-P, and so he goes by J. So J-A-Y is him. My mom is Terry, who is okay. T-E-R-Y. So they kind of just said, you know what, let's just stick them together. And so I'm T-E-J-A-Y of Terry and Jay combined.
So kind of like Jalen Rose, the first Jalen. Are you the first TJ?
I've been doing a lot of digging of what the other ones I could find. There's a relief pitcher for the Reds named PJ Antone.
Okay.
Which I can't believe. I've been following him through his entire minor league career because we shared the same name. He cracked the bigs a couple of years ago. So there's TJ Antone. I believe there's a bicycler or cyclist named TJ Van Garderen. And those are the only ones that I can find.
Fair enough.
With obviously high school football coming up, or is Jeff gonna you gonna make Jeff work Friday nights and make sure you send him as far away as possible?
I'll be in the newsroom.
Absolutely.
But no.
I'm gonna make sure that he does not leave the station before 1 a.m.
Good. Oof. So he can like send him to like Dodge City and stuff for games, and then he can travel back.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the idea.
Perfect, TJ. I can't wait to reject all that. We appreciate you.
You can't reject it.
Of course I can.
Who do you think you are?
We'll discuss it. We'll discuss. I'd rather have TJ discuss it
in the discussion.
Well, maybe we can go out to lunch somewhere. TJ, we appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right, see you. I'm going camping, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I was just asking. I'm just worried about you. I didn't want you out late or seeing if you were going to have to be. This way you could get yourself straightened up before it starts, which is going to be pretty soon.
You know what? My daughter is moving into college in 26 days. I don't like that. That is not something I'm
empty nesters, eh?
For now.
How's that going to go?
I don't know. Well, I'm not going to get upset at her because I love her. And I wouldn't. I would never do something like that.
Oh, Jeffrey.
It's always 100% forward, never backward.
Oh, what a good boy. I almost believe that from you.
Almost, right?
Well, with the family, I can believe it. With anything else, I'm not buying it.
Aaron?
Yeah, with the family, I believe it.
No, my wife. I mean, that's a little different relationship.
Whoa, careful. Careful.
My wife. Did I sound like...
Yeah, my wife. Like, what was that?
Who's that guy? Borat? I sounded like Borat a little bit right there. That was unnerving.
It's odd. Why would you sound like that when you're speaking about your wife?
I don't know. It's Friday. There's a lot. It's a lot to wrap up a week on this show. You know what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying.
All right, so do you remember that game Simon?
No. Simon Says?
No, it's a game called Simon, a little handheld kind of thing. It was kind of bigger, but it had four colors on it, and you had to, every time it would start red, and then you have to push red.
Simon Says.
And then it'd do red, yellow, then you do red, yellow, and it would go and keep going until you couldn't get the pattern anymore.
Simon Says.
So that's that's not Simon Says. So that's what you guys are going to do. Only it's
by colors.
It's with names.
Ah,
and it's lists, sports lists. So once I say the first name, if you're first, you say the first name back. Once I say the second name, Max would have to say the first and the second name back to me. Then okay. You would have to say 1, 2, and 3. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes, yeah. Easy.
Okay. We'll start.
As I can remember or not is another matter.
We'll start.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll start with the all-time home run leaders in Major League Baseball. And we're going down the list from 1 to, I don't know, however many it takes for you guys to forget one. Jason, would you like to go first or second?
Well, I'll go first. I know I'll get the first one.
You will. Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds. Nice.
Max, Hank Aaron.
Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron.
Jason, Babe Ruth.
Ruth Aaron Bonds.
No.
Why not?
Bonds Aaron Ruth.
Oh, I got to go that way.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I just went from the backside.
No, you go 1, 2, 3.
That's a stupid game.
So that's
I'm going to start writing these down.
We're going to continue that game starting at number 4.
Okay.
Cuz you didn't get the rules, but I'm going to give Max a point.
Fine.
Albert Pujols. You can't write him down.
Well, this is easier.
Of course you can't write them down. You have to remember. It's a memory game.
Bonds, Aaron, Ruth.
Jason, Pujols. You cannot write down.
I'm not. But why didn't you say that before?
Obviously, it's a memory game, you moron.
What are you talking about?
Writing it down, that's what I have. I have the written down ones.
Well, if I could write it down, it'd be easier.
Right. This isn't supposed to be easy.
Oh, okay. So, okay, start over.
He just said Bonds, Aaron, Ruth, Pujols. Okay.
Okay.
Alex Rodriguez.
Bonds, Aaron, Ruth, Pujols. Rodriguez?
Willie Mays.
Bonds, Aaron, Ruth, Pujols, Rodriguez, and I can't remember who you just said.
Neither can I. That's awesome. Guys, I swear to God, I can't remember who he just said.
Give me a second.
Who did he just say?
I don't know.
You guys are absolutely hopeless.
This is awesome because I don't remember either. Like, no clue. None. Did he say a name?
That's a point for Jason.
I think you did.
It was Willie Mays.
Willie Mays.
Oh, he just died. I should remember that.
All right. Academy Award for Best Actress. And this is going backwards. So starting in 2023. But you still have to name them in the order I say. So,
okay. Gotcha.
Max, you want to go first or second?
I'll go first this time.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Oh, she won an Academy Award.
Michelle Yeoh.
Stone Yeoh.
Jessica Chastain.
Stone Yeoh Chastain.
Frances McDormand.
Stone Yeoh Chastain McDormand.
Renee Zellweger.
Stone Yeoh Chastain McDormand Zellweger.
Olivia Colman.
Stone Yeoh Chastain McDormand Zellweger McCormick.
No.
Who was the last one?
It was Stone, Yeoh, Chastain, McDormand, Zellweger, Coleman, McDormand.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
And then Stone
again.
You
know how many concussions I've had? And then I have to think? It's hard.
Well, Max is old, so he's got a little bit of a disadvantage.
Good job, Max.
Elaine Miller. I would have just said Elaine Miller.
You got the W. Good work.
All right, we're going to this. We're trying to do best of seven here, but it's... You guys might be so wiped out mentally by the time we even get to, like, number
My
four.
Game is way better than this.
This game is awesome. I don't know what your problem is. Do you want to go first or second, Jason?
I better go first just so I feel good about myself.
This is all-time rushing leaders in the NFL.
Okay.
Emmitt Smith.
Oh, I go first.
Yeah.
Who'd you say? What's the category? Who'd you say?
Stop it.
I wasn't paying attention. It was rushing leaders, right?
Yeah.
Emmitt Smith.
Walter Payton. Oh,
Smith Payton.
Frank Gore.
Smith Payton. Gore's number three, eh?
Barry Sanders.
Smith Payton Gore Sanders.
Adrian Peterson.
Smith Payton Gore Sanders Peterson.
Curtis Martin. Wow.
Smith Payton Gore Sanders. That guy, Peterson.
And?
Didn't you just name Peterson?
No, I named the next guy.
Curtis Martin.
Yes.
Oh, I'm never going to get this.
You're not.
No.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
I can't even remember the first two. Smith, Payton, Gore, Sanders, Peterson, Martin. Oh, who'd you just say? Good God.
You can't think of the last guy I said?
No. I complete blank. You don't remember either. No, exactly.
What? How does that work?
I was trying to remember the other ones.
You're thinking about the other, the way
I'm
the
so
other one
intrigued
goes.
By the way, your brain works. Because when I was trying this game with myself, I would always not remember the earlier guys.
No,
I always
see,
remember the last guy.
I keep saying the first one, so it's just you're repeating yourself. But then the last one, I can't remember.
It was LaDainian
Tomlinson.
Yeah, you get that point.
I never liked him.
Most tennis Grand Slams men in the modern era. You like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Novak Djokovic.
Half these names don't bear pronounce.
Yeah.
Djokovic.
Rafael Nadal.
Djokovic, Nadal.
Roger Federer.
Djokovic, Nadal, Federer.
Pete Sampras.
Djokovic, Nadal, Federer, Sampras.
Bjorn Borg.
Djokovic, Nadal, Sampras.
Nadal.
I miss somebody.
Federer.
You miss Federer in the middle. It's 3-2, Jason.
I don't even remember the last guy, though.
Sampras.
Sampras
Bjorn
was
Borg.
See, Bjorn Borg. Neither one of us.
You guys aren't even going like five deep on this. I'm surprised.
Really? Hello. I'm surprised we are going five deep on this.
I can remember stuff from 30 years ago like it was yesterday, but like, 10 minutes ago. Was...
Okay.
NBA career points.
All right.
First or second, Jason?
First.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
James Alcindor. No, Jabbar.
Karl Malone.
James Jabbar Malone.
Kobe Bryant.
James Jabbar Malone Kobe.
Michael Jordan.
James. Kareem. I've already forgot already. I don't know.
James Jabbar Malone Bryant Jordan. Three to three. Best-selling musical artist of all time. Max first or second?
I'll go first.
The Beatles.
Yeah. The Beatles.
Michael Jackson.
Beatles Jackson.
Elvis Presley.
Beatles Jackson Elvis.
Queen.
Beatles Jackson Elvis Queen.
Madonna.
Queen?
Yeah.
Beatles Jackson Elvis Madonna.
You just
whatever that.
You forgot Queen.
Queen?
Well, it's because he's surprised.
Yeah,
and so am I, Max. I'm with you.
They had all their record sales has to be overseas. They wouldn't even tour America because they never.
They have a lot of compilations sold. All-time goals in the NHL.
We're going again? All
right. This is the last one.
Okay.
I thought this game would take us into the 3 o'clock hour, but you guys are so miserable.
It is. It's almost three.
Yeah, we've done like seven of them.
Yeah, this is
poorly, but we've done seven.
This is the last one. Are you sure your game's going to be better than this?
No. Well, it'll be better than this.
Is it password?
No.
Oh, something different. All right, who goes first? I think it's Max's turn to decide.
I'll go first again.
Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky.
Alexander Ovechkin.
Gretzky Ovechkin.
Gordie Howe.
Gretzky Ovechkin Howe.
Jaromir Jagr.
Gretzky Ovechkin Howe Jagr.
Brett Hull.
Gretzky Ovechkin Howe Jagr. And what did you just say?
Really?
No, I've forgotten the last. I forgot the third and fourth one already.
Oh my god!
Don't tell me
it's hockey.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It does a little.
Not really.
Like I could say, if you said five, I would be able to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right? Like
Hull.
You should know this stuff.
Is that Hull, Bobby, or his kid,
Brett?
Huh? His kid had more goals than his dad. He must have played longer.
So you took too much time.
Oh, come
well,
on.
He got the wrong one anyway. He said Bobby.
Yeah, that's a point.
No, which he didn't say which.
I know he
didn't. You guys didn't even go like 60.
I just asked
Max,
if it was Bobby.
Good job,
or,
man. I thought
just
we
asked
did good.
If it was Bobby or Brett.
We give me good. One.
No, you don't get one.
I want one.
You're making us trying to figure out what's going on. You want me to give you a question?
Yeah, and say them in order. And I want to see how far I can get.
Well, I got to find one.
Just
give me
find
a second.
A list of something.
Okay, just a minute.
All right. I got plenty of time. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere.
You have to get that kind of mind. He read the exact keyboard without looking at it to Bob once. Gave the exact order of all the...
I think a lot of people can do that, though, can't they?
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. You playing Max in this?
No, it's just me.
Just him.
Okay. Well, it's easier with one person because you just can say it over and over again.
It's not that easy.
It's way easier. Try it like this. Try it like this.
Okay, but when he's out, I want to continue.
If he, what if he's beating you?
Fine.
No. Beat him, Max. Okay, hit leaders. All-time hit leaders in baseball, which is up should be up your alley.
Should be.
All right, Max, you can go first. Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
Ty Cobb.
Rose Cobb.
Henry Aaron.
Rose Cobb Aaron.
Musial.
Rose Cobb Aaron Musial.
Speaker.
Rose Cobb, Aaron Musial, Speaker.
Derek Jeter.
Rose Cobb, Aaron Musial, Speaker, Jeter.
Cap Anson.
Rose, Aaron Musial, Speaker, I don't know.
No.
I lost those guys.
Honus Wagner.
See, that's not fair because he got it all out of order.
Exactly. That's what we were trying to tell you. It's not as easy. When you by yourself, you can just keep saying it.
Rose, Cobb, Aaron, Musial, Speaker, Jeter. Whoever that last one was that he messed up.
See? Not as easy.
And Honus Wagner.
You missed Anson.
Okay, but that doesn't count because he
yeah, it does.
He didn't get it.
It doesn't matter.
But you never say it.
You want me to keep going? Okay, yeah. Fine. Yastrzemski.
Rose, Cobb, Aaron, Musial, Speaker, Jeter, Anson, Wagner, Yastrzemski.
Pujols.
Rose, Cobb, Aaron, Musial, Speaker, Jeter, Anson, Wagner, Yastrzemski, Pujols.
See, it's easier
no,
if
it's
you're just
not.
By yourself.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Molitor.
Rose, Cobb, Aaron, Musial, Speaker, Jeter, Anson, Wagner, Yastrzemski, Pujols, Molitor?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
What, you want another one?
Yes. I want to go tell him out.
Eddie Collins.
Rose, Cobb, Aaron, Musial, Speaker, Jeter, Anson, Wagner. I think I might be out. Anson, Wagner, Yastrzemski. God, this is so hard. And then Pujols. And then Molitor and Eddie Collins.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's so excited.
I can't believe it.
It's unbelievable.
I thought for sure I was missing somebody.
Willie Mays.
Rose. Cobb. Aaron. Musial. Speaker. Jeter. Anson. Wagner. This is where I get really tripped up. Pujols. Yastrzemski. Molitor. Collins, the last guy you said.
See, it's not
Tony
easy.
Gwynn? I don't remember.
It was Willie Mays, but you messed up Yastrzemski and Pujols.
Yeah, no, I suck.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Good Thank job, you. Jeff.
All right, we'll come back. Hour number two coming right at you. Jason Dude is here. Bob out today. I'm Jeff. Max is our producer engineer, and he takes us to break on Bob and Jeff.
Please hang on. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
I just wanted to be out of there and on the road. If you want to drive 4 hours on string and rubber, then go for it, my friend.
Okay, what is this, a stupid contest?
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
Wow! Isn't that exciting?
We're jam-packed today. What am I supposed to do? I am almost ready to retire.
It's not realistic. It's crazy.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Don't touch that dial.
Welcome back, hour number two of Bob and Jeff. Bob out today, back tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Really? You guys
Goodness
doing a show
gracious.
Tomorrow?
Maybe we'll do a Just Saying with Jeff and Jamin revival show tomorrow.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be you. Amazing?
That would be something.
Man, what a show that was. You remember that show?
How come it's not on anymore?
Logistics.
Oh.
Some logistical things.
Fair
Jamin's
enough.
Fault, but that's all right.
Oh,
no, I'm not holding it against him or anything like that.
Doesn't
so.
Sound like it.
Don't tell him I said that if
no,
you don't mind.
I won't say a word.
I hope it doesn't get back to him.
It probably will. There's a good chance.
There is a good chance.
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
Do the Baltimore Orioles hang on to win the AL East?
Well,
they're up by a game on the Yankees, 4.5 on the Sox.
Here's how I'm going to answer that question. The guards took 2 out of 3 from Baltimore. The guards lost 2 out of 3 to the Yankees. I thought the Orioles were better than the Yankees. That is a scary, scary, scary lineup. And if they're able to add some pitching, which they can do, they can go get whoever they want because they're so loaded with young talent and other prospects, including Jackson Holliday, who could become a trade piece. Number one prospect in the game. I think the Orioles hang on.
But do you can't trade that piece.
Of course you can.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I guess with the amount of talent that they have and as young as they are,
he's no Travis Bezzana. Let's not get crazy.
Come on.
But he's still a nice player.
Okay, does Cleveland hang on to win the Central?
I know
that they're your team.
I sure hope
so. But can Minnesota or outside chance KC catch them? They're up 4.5 right now and 7 on Kansas City.
It would be the Twins, but the Guardians' schedule is very difficult in the second half.
Their first half schedule was easy. I saw something on this. I was watching something, and they had it up there. They did have a very easy first half.
I don't know about very easy.
Well, a lot easier than their second half. Let's put it that way.
They played the Twins. They played the Mariners. They played the Astros. They played the Yankees. They played the Red Sox. They played the Orioles. They played a bunch of good teams. But the second half, they're playing a lot of NL good teams. They still have to play the Phillies. They still have to play the Dodgers. They still have to play the Brewers. They still have to play the Cardinals. So that's where the difficulty in Cleveland's schedule really comes is the NL teams that they have to play. So I don't know. They start out tonight with the Padres at home. Get off to a good start. I don't know, man. I don't know how to feel right now.
Okay,
I'm excited, I'm nervous, I'm trepidatious, I'm cautious, I'm optimistic, but we'll see.
AL West, Seattle's up a game on Houston.
Houston's going to win.
Terrible to start the season at 12-24, but have seriously bounced back.
And Houston's going to make moves.
And Texas is only 5 games out too, although I'm not that high on Texas.
Texas isn't that high on Texas.
No. So, does Houston catch Seattle?
Yes, absolutely.
Seattle doesn't have any bats. They got great pitching.
Yes.
But they have no bats.
They need to go get a hitter.
When Cal Raleigh is your guy you're counting on to knock in runs every night, you're in trouble.
Isak Paredes would be potentially the guy they could go get.
From Tampa?
Yeah. Tampa's talking about trading Yandy Diaz. Oh, I want him so bad on my team. And Randy Arozarena.
Well, why don't they go get Yanni? I don't want to get Diaz and Guerrero.
Well, they don't have enough. Those are two DH first base types. They already have Josh Naylor, so they could.
Yeah, well, they're both better than Josh Naylor.
Josh Naylor is an all-star. Vlad was not.
Vlad was an all-star.
He was?
He started at first base.
He did?
Over Naylor? My. Yeah, over Naylor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Yandy wasn't.
Fair enough. Does anybody catch the Phillies in the NL East?
No,
Braves?
Sir.
Phillies look pretty solid. How about the Brewers? The St. Louis?
They're vulnerable. I think the Cardinals might get them.
I don't know.
They got
pitching. They're 13 games over .500.
Yeah, they're a good team.
I didn't think they would be that good. I knew they were okay.
I wonder how their schedule's been so far. I wonder if everyone's talking crap on them. We haven't played anybody.
Oh, here we go.
That's garbage.
Gotta
is what
stick
that
up for
is.
Cleveland.
I do have to stick up a little bit for Cleveland.
I'm not gonna say this about anybody else. I better say it about them.
Brewers traded Corbin Burns in the offseason and still have really good pitching, even though there have been some injuries. They had to go out and get Aaron Civale. They're good. They're just a solid team.
And then obviously NL West, nobody's gonna catch the Dodgers.
I don't think anybody's going to catch
got a lot
the Dodgers.
If they keep getting injuries.
You know who's a sleeping giant? Maybe not for this year, but maybe next year. Did
the Snell, Rockies.
Did Snell sign a one-year deal?
Ooh.
I think it was.
I don't know.
So you might have to player option for next year. But if he for whatever reason, stays. They could have a rotation of Robbie Ray, Blake Snell, Logan Webb, Hicks, Cobb, Harrison. That's a team that, to me, the Giants.
But they don't got any bats either. They don't hit the ball.
It's hard to hit in that stadium.
True. But they play half their games in another stadium.
I understand that, but you're not necessarily going to build your team around a lot of offense if the home stadium you play half your games in is not a good hitter's park. They have okay hitters. Chapman, Conforto, Yastrzemski, Soler, Bailey, Ramos. Their lineup's okay. Lamont Wade.
Okay.
Give me something.
Give me the two teams that end up playing in the ALCS and the two teams in the NLCS.
Cleveland and the Yankees.
Cleveland and the Yankees. So you're high on Baltimore, but you're going with Cleveland and the Yankees.
I want to beat the Yankees.
So that's just a personal pick.
If there's anybody I want to beat, it's the Yankees. And in the NLCS, I'll take the Mets and Phillies.
The Mets?
Yeah.
And Phillies?
Yeah, the Mets.
And the Dodgers don't get there.
Yeah, it's just...
With that lineup and $16 billion they spend every year...
They don't have any pitching right now.
But if they all come back...
Well...
I don't know if there are any
Dustin
of them...
Dustin May's not coming back.
Yamamoto's probably not coming
back. Yamamoto's out for a long time. Kershaw's not coming back. They're having to piece together a starting rotation. And yeah, they've got depth in their farm system. But... not to fill out a whole rotation of rookies and unproven guys. Glasnow's hurt now. Everybody on that team is hurt.
Interesting.
And everybody on that team that pitches has a pretty significant injury history. How many career wins do you think Tyler Glasnow has?
107.
38.
What? Is that it?
Yeah, he's been pitching since 16. He's 9 years in.
And he's got 37 wins.
38.
But he's considered one of the better pitchers when he's pitching.
Yes. Here are his records by year. 0-2, 2-7, 2-7 again, 6-1, 5-1, 5-2, 0-0. Last year he went 10-7. This year he's 8-5. So before last year...
What's his overall record?
Before last year, Jason, his career record was 20-20. Now it's 38-32.
And this guy's getting paid a bunch of money for being a 500 pitcher.
He's a really good pitcher. He just can't stay healthy.
Is he? He was 20-20 before this year.
He was. But is he?
So how good was he?
Well, good enough to get paid.
Oh, good for him.
A lot.
That's what I mean.
But no one else was going to pay Tyler Glasnow that much money.
Well, I don't blame Tyler Glasnow for going and picking up his check. For being a 500 pitcher.
His contract doesn't even start till, well, I guess this year was his first year. 4 years, $115 million. He's never made more than 21 starts, and he's at 18 now. He's going to break down. He's not going to be pitching
in
the playoffs.
Well, he breaks down every year.
Exactly.
You're paying a guy almost $1.5 million a start knowing he's not going to pitch in the postseason.
Probably not.
Like, think about that. Is that not like, ridiculous?
Why would you not start him in, like, June?
August.
Maybe.
Wait till August.
Yeah, the Rays did that in 22, and he pitched pretty well for them down the stretch and in the postseason.
Start him in August, then you got him for the postseason. Ridiculous.
I feel you.
Crazy.
Time to play the game.
That.
Time to play the game.
And who has a game?
I do.
Jason Duda, as is Friday custom, has a game, and we will play it now. We being Max and I, me. Max and me. Yeah, Max and me.
There you go.
What do you have?
Simple. True, false. Possible questions. That could be anything. There's 100 questions. I'm going to ask you what number you want, and that's the question you get.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
Max, can you handle that?
I can.
Okay. All right. Jeff, we might as well start with you.
33.
33. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
The average human sneeze can be clocked at 100 miles an hour. True or false?
I want to say it might even be more than that. So I'm going to say false.
The answer is true.
Ah!
And be sure to cover your nose. A sneeze can create upwards of 100,000 droplets.
I would never. I want you to experience all those droplets.
Oh, well, that's just kind of the way it is. Max, give me a number. 1 to 100.
18.
18.
With a bullet.
South Africa has one capital. True or false?
False.
You are correct. It has three.
It has one. Cape Town.
Capitals. Pretoria, Cape Town, and Bloemfontein.
I think you're making that up.
No, it's a true story. Jeff, number?
10.
10. Going to the top, are you?
Yeah.
An ant can lift 1,000 times its body weight.
True.
False. Ants can lift 5,000 times their body weight.
Then that's true.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
If
ants can lift 1,000 times. No, 100 times.
If I can lift
10
pounds, can I not also lift 5 pounds?
You're wrong.
That's garbage. I'm counting
that one. All you had to say was no. You had to say, all you had to do was disagree. And you got every other number in the world. But you, so smart, said yes.
What are you talking
Max,
about? Hold on.
What
time
number
out.
Would you like?
Time out. If he can lift 5,000 pounds,
yeah.
He can also lift 1,000 pounds. That's lighter. So that's true.
Nope.
It's not, it didn't, no, you need to word the question better if that's how it's going to go.
An ant can lift 1,000 times its body weight.
True.
Kind of, but the answer.
But
wrong.
Is it true?
Well, he can.
Okay, then that's a correct answer.
No, I don't think so. It's my game. Max,
no,
pick a number.
The question needs to be: an ant can lift a maximum of 1,000 times its body weight.
We have controversy on the ants.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
I'm the judge.
What you said was true. I answered true.
Max, what's your? Give me a number.
Absolute garbage. I'm playing under protest.
4.
Okay, you're playing under protest?
Yes.
Fair enough. The hummingbird egg is the world's smallest bird egg.
We need an answer.
True.
Your answer is correct.
I doubt it.
And the ostrich actually lays the largest egg.
It seems like...
I saw Three Stooges episode.
You're favoring Max.
There you go.
Ostrich laid hand grenades because it ate some...
Well, it could happen. Jeff, number?
22.
Number 22.
Yeah.
The total length of the Great Wall of China adds up to 13,171 miles.
False.
True. God. That distance is half the length of the equator.
I'm the worst at this.
Man, true,
I've
false.
I've only gotten one right
you
so far.
You haven't got any right.
That's crazy. I've only gotten one out
one,
of three.
The one that you want still under protest, and we'll decide later.
Tony will judge.
Okay, that's fine. When Tony, if Tony comes back, then he can be the judge.
Did he leave the whole studio?
He's gone, so you lose. Max, number.
Max, or Tony, text me. I know you're listening. If I said true and the statement's true, do I get it?
Okay. 16.
16. A monkey was the first non-human to go into space.
False.
You are correct. Fruit flies. Fruit flies were number one. Max is 3 for 3.
How do you know? I bet an ant got up there
3
first.
3 for 3 for Max.
Carrying its body weight. God, this game is so stupid.
Give me a number.
99.
Wayne Gretzky. Oh, he's going deep, kids.
98.
He's going deep. 98. There's one less than Gretz. The official color of the Golden Gate Bridge in California is Tennessee orange.
True.
False.
God dang it.
The color
you are
is
such
known
a cheater.
As international orange. True, false questions.
Max, I should be batting 500, but I'm batting 250.
He's batting zero. Give me a number, Max.
24.
24. Okay. Here we go. 24. Oh, you'll like this one. The channel between England and France is 31.5 miles long.
True.
The answer is true.
God. I hate everybody.
It is the world's longest undersea tunnel, equivalent to 169 Eiffel Towers stacked on top of each other.
Nobody cares.
Jeff.
82.
82. You're going big, eh, kid? Oh, you're going to get one.
Birth year.
Oh, you're going to get one. I know you're going to get
this. I must.
One.
I have to.
An astronaut has played golf on the moon.
True.
Oh, Jeff.
What's up?
It was a simulation.
Then that's golf.
You are correct. Jeff gets one. He's Check. On the board.
What's the score? 5-2?
4-1.
4-2.
Max number.
21.
You guys are going back and forth here. You can find the Desert of Death in California.
Death Valley. True.
False. You'll have to travel to Afghanistan to find it. You got one wrong. That's all right.
But you can find it.
You're 4 out of 5.
In California, you just have to find it in Afghanistan. So no. That's also true, I think.
Okay, well, then you each get an extra one, so now you're behind anyway. Jeff?
He's not playing on a protest.
What number?
9.
9?
Yeah.
Half a Gretzky. I get it. The large living frog is the Goliath frog of West Africa.
True.
This amphibian reaches lengths of 12.5 inches and weighs up to 7 pounds. The answer is true.
Yes, sir. I'm on a
You're
roll.
On a roll. Two in a row. Max.
Okay.
Number?
8.
Oh. It takes a sloth 2 weeks to digest a meal.
True. They're slow.
That's the slowest digestion time of any mammal. It is true. Max, with another check.
Sloths are always slow. They do a lot of slow stuff.
They do.
They're just slow in general.
Jeff, number?
Yes. 2.
2?
Yep.
Sea otters have a favorite rock they use to break open food.
True.
They keep these treasures in the loose skin under their arms. The answer is true.
I'm killing it right now. This is uncanny. 3 in a row, 4 out of 5.
75.
75. That's a good birth year right there.
I graduated high school.
Oh, see, look, we got so much in common, Max. It's crazy. 75. All right. Every golf ball has the same number of dimples.
True.
Golf balls have between 300 to 500
Doggone
dimples.
Doggone it. What's
the answer?
The score
is false.
Really?
4-4. Yep. Four.
Is that, if you have more, isn't it illegal or something?
No, because every golf ball is different.
Oh. Now, why do they have those golf balls that are illegal? They have certain dimples.
Makes them go farther, makes different spins, all that stuff. Jeff.
60. 60.
Caesar salad originates from Italy.
False.
The delicious leafy goodness was a product of Tijuana, Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeff, all of a sudden, is battling back with 4 straight.
4 in a row. 5 out of 6.
Max, you're up.
12.
12. Galapagos tortoises sleep up to 16 hours a day.
True.
And they can go a year without food or water.
I hate
that
for them.
So they have lots of time for extra sleep. The answer is correct.
I hate that for them.
You're just jealous, as am I.
55.
55. Jeff's 4 in a row. This is huge. See if he can keep it going.
I would imagine.
Pineapples grow on trees.
True.
They actually grow in the ground.
Ah!
Incorrect. The streak is over.
Ah!
He went 4, missed 4 in a row, got 4 in a row. Now he's starting back again.
Aren't there trees that go from the ground?
Max.
Could be.
Number.
79.
All right. There are 30 NFL teams.
False.
Correct. There are 32.
There are also 30. There are just two more.
Okay.
Jeff? There are 30 teams.
That's not the way it was, and then he's correct.
Okay, but if he had said true, he would have gotten it. Say 82.
80?
Oh, we've already done that one. 79.
We just did 79.
56.
All right, 56. A potato was the first vegetable to be planted on the space shuttle.
False.
Should have watched The Martian. The University of Wisconsin, Madison, and NASA pattern to put spuds in space.
I don't think potatoes are vegetables.
Is true. And as your pattern shows, you are incorrect.
Are potatoes a vegetable?
Max.
Oh, all right, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
86, the year of the greatest NBA team to ever play.
And who would that be, Max?
The Boston Celtics.
Well, of course it was Boston.
40-1 at home.
All right. Marvel published its first comic in October 1939.
True. I think it was under a different name, though.
If you can get your hands on a copy, you could sell it for up to $1 million. Correct.
What's the score?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to 4.
5. All right, two more rounds.
Oh, okay. Give me a number.
2. We already did 2. 1.
The very first one?
Yeah, please.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You might not know this.
I might.
Okay. Well, here you go. Sharks are mammals. True or false?
That is true.
They're actually classified as fish. You are false.
All right. Well, I quit.
Max. And see, look, he just, it's unbelievable, these guys. You know, they just, it's just sad.
I quit.
He's
take
under 500 playing true or false. Max, give me a number.
Most people would be if they don't know the answers.
84.
And this way, did we do 84? No, we have not. All right. 84. Soccer is estimated to have more than 2 billion fans around the world.
True.
False.
Really? No, they play it on all those...
It's estimated 4 billion fans worldwide.
Okay, then he's right.
I know you're... I couldn't wait for that.
Then he's right.
He's wrong.
Wrong. They have 4 billion.
They have 4 billion,
what was the question? What was the question?
I know how it was worded, but that's not the question.
Read it.
Do they have more than 2 billion fans around the world?
Yes.
It's estimated to have more than 2 billion fans.
There you go.
Soccer's worldwide popular sport with estimated 4 billion worldwide fans.
Is that more than
more
2
than
billion?
Half the world's population.
Is that more than 2
I know,
2 billion?
That doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't.
Yeah, you get that one, Max. You're right, buddy.
And I want the other one.
I'll give you the other one.
Thank you.
Right.
Last
you got
round.
5. Okay,
last
good for
round.
You. Pick a number. I'm going to pick number
8,
for you.
7.
I'm picking a number for you.
I want 7.
Okay. Let me find it. Oh, this is even better. Hawaiian pizza comes from Canada.
True.
It was created in 1962 by Sam Panopoulos at the Satellite Restaurant in Ontario, Canada.
Last one.
You are correct.
We're going to be like out of time.
Max, give me a number.
Of course I'm correct.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with number 1.
We already did 1.
Oh, did we?
Let's go with 11.
All right, 11.
When exiting a cave, bats always go in the direction of the wind.
True.
It's false. Bats always turn left out of a cave. How about that?
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
What are they, it's NASCAR? Wild.
Must be.
A little bit. The IHOP hotline is brought to you by IHOP. Stop in and try the 2x2x2 deal. 2x2x2. Gets you 2 eggs your way, 2 bacon strips or pork sausage links, and 2 buttermilk pancakes. Also, baseball coverage on KFH is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
There you go.
How many hockey players do you think are on the ESPN list of top 100 athletes of the 21st century?
Four.
Who would you guess that they are?
McDavid.
Okay.
McKinnon.
Okay.
Makar. Ovechkin.
Incorrect. There are three.
Oh, it was close.
Number 22 is Sidney Crosby.
Oh, I forgot about Sid the Kid.
Number 54 is Ovechkin. And number 98 is McDavid. Is that justified? There are 24 basketball players. 17 baseball, 15 soccer, 12 football.
I don't know.
There are three auto racers.
And only three hockey players?
Yeah.
Okay, now that kind of makes
sense. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
That is ridiculous. Come on. Really?
Auto racers and hockey players, the same prestige as athletes?
No.
I can't believe that.
I don't think so.
I've watched Shorzy.
That's my opinion. I know everyone's going to have different ones, but come on.
That's yours.
That's mine.
I knew I'd get you fired up
over
that.
Yeah, I don't like that. Who has?
What about Jonathan Quick?
It's pretty good. I'm talking about, so I got to think back to the early 2000s, right?
Yeah.
What about Jagr? Jagr's not on there?
He's not. Well, I would consider him mostly a 90s guy. I don't know, he played a lot.
Well, I'm trying to think.
He played forever.
Trying to think of the guys that kind of overlapped, because I guess you can't really count anything from the 90s then, right? Which kind of makes.
Nicholas Lidstrom?
No, he was pretty good.
Joe Thornton. Martin Brodeur.
Well, Brodeur should have been on there.
Yeah, probably. He's a heck of a ball player. So, I don't know. Jerome Iginla?
Well, I wouldn't put Iginla in there.
What about Jeremy Roenick?
I used to have to play against Iginla when I was playing.
Was he awesome?
They were pretty good. We played Kamloops in the WHL final, which is like a huge deal back home. Because the winner of that goes to the Memorial Cup, which is basically your best five teams in the country of the best hockey players in the world from 16 to 20. And they beat us in game 7 to go. And Shane Doan played with their line was the line I had to play against with Kirby Law and Trevor Ethier. We had to play against Jerome Iginla, Shane Doan, and Nat Domenichelli. And their fourth guy that they would put in there was Darcy Tucker. All these guys put at least 10 years in the NHL.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it was tough. And they beat us in game 7.
I hate that.
We were down 3-1. We beat them. We scored with 2 seconds left in game 5 in Saskatoon to beat them 4-3. And then we went into Kamloops after the 22-hour bus ride to get there.
I don't like that either.
And we beat them 2-1. In overtime in game 6, they outshot us 61-19.
Goodness gracious.
Norm Miracle was our goalie, played in Detroit for the Wings.
I never really understood what does that mean?
I mean, just stood on his head. You couldn't beat him. Just couldn't beat him that night.
But aren't you?
He was
everywhere. Standing on your head.
He was on his head making saves.
You'd miss a
lot of pucks. It was ridiculous. And then we had to play the next game the next night, but they didn't keep our hotel rooms.
Oof.
So we were all just in like the party room that at the hotel from noon to 5 o'clock before we went to the game.
Throwing down some sleeping bags and stuff?
No, just whatever. Wherever we could find a spot. No cots, just the floor.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So then we went and played game 7. That was the loudest barn I'd ever been in my life. Everybody was dressed in white towels. We called a timeout down 3-0. We had to go to our locker room to hear our coach. That's how loud it was. It was crazy.
I want to hear more about this next time we're on the show together.
Fair enough.
Thanks to TJ Cleveland for coming on. We had a lot of fun on the show today. If you want to listen to it, Odyssey app, rewind, do it. We'll see you later.